reference to a spotless clean stocking. And the reason is why Esther Mikaela is because it can be muffled. Now, I didn't mention the whole Rashba. The truth is that the Rashba has two lishenes in that Gemara. One notion of the Rashba is, according to both lishenes in the Rashba, so Chaim Beis Hashchita is sufficient to be mavliya not only in something that is relatively soft, like the Beis Hashchita, but even in something that is relatively hard, like iron. Not like Rashi Shite, because according to Rashi Shite, so Chaim Beis Hashchita can only be mavliya in the relatively soft tissue of the Beis Hashchita, but not in the hard sack. But the Rashba says no. So in both lishenis of the Rashba. So the Rashba Shite is that Chaim Beis Hashchita can be mavliya not only in the relatively soft tissue of the Beis Hashchita, but it can also be mavliya into the relatively hard substance of the sack. But one lotion, according to one lotion of the Rashba, so the machlekes, the first machlekes, the machlekes between Rav and Rav Bachone, it has nothing to do with the machlekes of Ravach and Rabin. So in other words, according to the first lashon in the Rashba, so Rav, who says Kelev, can agree even with Rabine, who says Mitzenen, the second Machlekes. As Rashi says. So according to the first lashon in the Rashba, so the Machlekes between Ravach and Rabine, the second Machlekes, whether Bechamin or Mitzenen, second shall train for, whether it requires Bechamin or Mitzenen, so Ravach is Lechumre, and Ravache says Bechami, because he holds Bishashrita Reseyach. Bishashrita Reseyach. So Mimele, not only can it be Mavliya in Bishashrita, it can be Mavliya in the Zakin, it can even be Mavlit, because it has a din of Reseyach. Like anything else that is Cham, Yatzeres. And that's Ravach. And Rabino holds that it's Einen. But even though it's Einen, so because of the combination of the slight chayim beis hashchite and the duch gedisakine, so it can be mavliya even in the hard substance of a sakin, but it cannot be mavlit. So that's why sakin shall pray for, so it only requires bitzene, not bechamin. Now, and the Gemara says that we pasken bitzene, like rabine, lekule. So, but in the machlekes, in the first machlekes, we can pass like Rav. So the first lashon of the Rashba says that we can say as Rashi, even though according to Rashi, so it can only be mavliya in the soft tissue, not in the hard substance. But according to the Rashba, so even according to Mandoma Rabine that it's Einen, but because of the duch kedisakine and the slight chim b'sashvite, it can be mavliya even in the hard substance of isak, but it cannot be mavliya. Masha'in can call it Ravache, it can be Mafli too. So, and Rav can agree with Rabine. So why does he say Kelev? The answer is, according to the first Lashon in the Rashba, Rav has reference, when he says Kelev, has reference to an unclean sakin, not a spotless clean sakin. So Memele, he has to be Kelev, because it could be Nivla, the grease that adheres to the surface of the sakin, can be Nivla in the Beis Hashchita. This is the first lashon of the Rashba. Then the second lashon of the Rashba is, that's the shita of the Rif and the Rambam. Because according to the first lashon of the Rashba, why we pass in the second machlekes like Rabine, the Ritzenen, in the first machlekes we pass in the Chumre like Rab? Hashem, the Rif shita is, and the Rambam shita is, that we pass in the second machlekes like Rabine, Ritzenen. And in the first machlekes we pass in like Rabbe Babachone, Not like Rav. Now, why should the Psak Halacha be like Rav Bachone after all? Rav Bachone was a Talmud of Rav. So, in Halacha ki Talmud b'mokim Rav, so the Halacha should be like Rav. So the Rashba says that the Shita of the Rif is, and that's the same Shita as the Shita of the Rambam, that Rav accords with Ravach. Because when Rav says Kelev, he is reference to a spotless clean sack. So why is it Kelev? The answer is because since it's a sack is only chovim, even though it's spotless clean, but it has a bli of Isaiah. So Memele, when he shechts it, when he shechts a behemoth with that sakin, so the bliya sisar is niflat from the sakin, from the spotless clean sakin, and it's absorbed by the bisashchite of the behemoth kshayo. So that's kideklipe itasas. So memele he has to be kelev. Because Rav agrees with Ravache that bisashchite is a din of reseach, whereas Rav Abrachone agrees with Rabine that bisashchite is a din of tzeinen. But it can still be mavliya even in the hard substance of a sakin. But it cannot be mafrit. So the male sins, a spotless clean sakin was used. So Rabbeinu says, all he has to do is just to be madiach. He doesn't have to be kelev. And so since Rabbi Bachone accords with Rabine, and Rav accords with Ravache, and the Gemara says that Aloche is a filo b'tzeinen like Rabine, so maybe we have to pass like Rabbi Bachone. So there are two lishenes in the Rashi. Now, the Prishe says, the Prishe in Tur Yeradeye, seems to be Yud, he says that the Rashbo passed ultimately like the second Rosh. What's the Raya? The Raya is from the Rosh of the Tur in Simen Kufay. Because according to the first Rosh of the Rashbo here, so the Machlek is between Ravach and Rabine is whether it's Reseach or it's Enen. If it is Reseach, so not only is it Mavliya, it's Mavlit as well. If it's Einen, so because of Tuchke Sakine, it's Mavliya, even the hard substance of the Sakin. But it's not Mavlit. And we pass like Rav, because Rav is reference to a unclean Sakin, not a spotless clean Sakin. According to the second version, that's the sheet of the Rif in the Rambam. So Rav accords with Ravache, and Rav Bachone accords with Rabine. And the machleik between Ravache and Rabine is as to whether it's only Mavliya, as Rabine says, but not Mavlit, or it's also Mavlit, as Ravache says. So according to the first lesson of the Rashbo, so since the Aloche is the Afilu B'tzeinen, it shouldn't be Mavlit. And the two in Siman Kufay mentions the name of the Rashbo, that Chim Bisashchite is Mavliya and Mavlit Kideklit. So it's a raya that the Rashbo passed like the second lotion. Now, if the Rashbo passed like the second lotion, so we could explain Teisus, when Teisus says, so if Lahamim Yidim Boshi Bas Yemo, Di Rabo Chayamai Kiel, if the Rabo Stam Kiel, Shol Chobin in the Yemon, that Teisus agrees with the sheet of the Rashbo, that vis-a-vis the grease that adheres to the surface of the Kiel, we don't say that it's a Tam Pogum after 24 hours. So why does it say Tzorich Lahamid B'yedim Bo Shei Bas Yemo? The answer is because Teisus holds that Rav has reference to his spotless clean sakin. If he has reference to his spotless clean sakin, why does Rav require klipe? The answer is because according to the second Roshin in the Rashbo, there's a sheet of the Rif in the Rambam, Rav holds that it's received, the Beis HaShchit is Reseach, so maybe it's Maflit. So even though it's a spotless clean sakin, it still has to be kelev. Now, the Raya is from Simen Kufay. Oh, Kosova Rashi. Yes, Ibn Shay Mafrit Lachem Shal Kulish, Shu Mevashi, Abu Kushani, Vehenir, Shu Kushani Mafrit. The Lord near it, that's Losh of the Rashi, Shahim Shal Bezashite, Vehem Hilav Aksoli, Mafrit, Shay Pusim Kulishani. So he says, Sharechim Shabbos Ashrite, Vichim Chilev Aksolim, Maflit. So he says, Maflit. So it's not like the first Losh of the Rashbo. According to the first Losh of the Rashbo, the Aloche is like Rabine. And according to Rabine, it's only Mavliya, it's not Maflit. So it's like the second Losh, it's like the sheet of the Reed and the Ram. All right. Omar Rav Yid, Omar Rav, Hatabuch. צורך שליש סכינים, אחת ששייכת, ששייכת בו, אחת ששייכת בו, ואחת שמחתר בו בוסו, ואחת שמחתר בו חלון. אחת שמחתר בו חלון. Now, in Gemara Tavoch, sometimes it's reference to a butcher, and sometimes it has reference to Ishochet. And the reason is because Bisman Kambo, Bisman Agmore, and even later in Bisman of the Rishenim, so it was combined in the same person. I mean, the one who had the occupation of being Ishochet also had the occupation of being a butcher. So that's a, but here, Taboch really means not butcher, it means Sheikhet and butcher too, I mean, because he did everything. Hataboch tzol shlisha sakin, achas sheikhet bo, ve achas shemechater bo poso, ve achas, I mean here it's mentioned dechot, but sakin is loshin keivu. So it says tzol shlim abacht. So mele it should, we should say not shlisha sakinim but sholish sakinim. So it's mentioned sholish sakinim. Achas shesheichet bo veachas shemechater b'poso veachas shemechater b'chalon. Chater b'chalon. So v'liskin lichode v'lichter b'poso. Let him use. So the Gemara says v'liskin lichode, and the Gemara doesn't mean just one knife. But the Gemara means really two knives. Chode means one knife for chtichas bosor and chtichas chlovim. But of course, for shchite, it certainly requires a separate knife. So, v'liskel chode v'lichter b'bosor. Let him use the same knife for chtichas bosor, and then he'll be mikaneachet, or he'll rinse it with cold water. He'll clean it. V'hoda lichter b'chlovim. Why do we have to impose upon him the expense of using the separate knife for chtichas chlovim? So the Gemara says, "Gzeiro shemayachta b'chlovim v'hakar b'osa." In other words, if we would tell him that he can use the same knife for chtichas b'osa, chtichas chlovim, so many times, he instead of being chitich b'osa first and then chlovim, he would be chitich chlovim first and then b'osa, and he will forget to clean it in between. So Mimele, because of that, we require him to keep a separate sakin for boso and a separate sakin for him. Hashtanamichlif. So even if we require him to keep two sakinim, he still might make a mistake and mix up one sakin with the other. So the Gemara says, Kim datzrichinu trei isli akir. So since he's required to have two sakinim, so memele he'll make a simen. He'll make a simen. All right. Ve'yom Rav Yudah Mara, hataboch tzorich shnei kelim shel mai, echot shemadiyah b'boso ve'echot shemadiyah b'chlovim. So one kelim which he rinses the boso, and in another kelim which he rinses the chelim. Why? Because if you use the same kele, now he'll first use, let's say, the kele, and then he'll rinse without pouring out that water, you know, and cleaning out the kele. So he'll rinse the boso. So then the shamnunes will be transferred to the boso, the shamnunes of the kele, So the Gemara has the same tashi as before. And let us require him to rinse first boso and then chilev. So then it doesn't matter, he doesn't have to clean it out. But he should be required to do the boso, adochas boso first and then adochas chilev. So the Gemara says no. If he can use the same chilev, so sometimes he'll forget. And zeiro shemayadiyah chalovim v'hakim boso and will not rinse it out. He'll not pour out the water and clean it out. So Hashanam and Michlef, maybe he'll mix up one kelim with the other. So keep that Rechinu Tarte is like him. All right. Now, Omar Ameima Mishmeid Rav Pop, Luilischi finish Kifle Iluye Bisle, that a person should not put the loins that has the chilev attached to it. He should not put the loins that has the piece of chilev, the portion of chilev, attached to it. He should not put it On top of Ichtichas Bosn, that portion of loins that has a piece of chilev attached to it, you should not put it on top of Bosn, because the chilev is mutal al haboso, so it will drip down and it will absorb, and the boso will absorb the chilev. And there is this, as Stasis points out, hain lacha nituach miyad kidim shenitzdan in haboso. So mainly it has a certain chayim, so it might absorb. Aval lachash nitzdan in lochosh kidichsiv vayosimu es achalovim alachozos. So, I mean, there it's in regard to Kabones, but in Kabones there is alochem in mashki Yisrael in amutal Yisrael. So if there would be blie, so it would be also bachile, so it's possibly korban too, because there is aloche mimashki Yisrael, minamutal Yisrael. So if let's say the chazos would absorb from the chile, so memele, it would be also. So only when it's warm, so then it can absorb. So the Gemara says, yoche, kitritzename, doiftalbe, ubola bisre. So kitritzename, even when it is lying in the natural position, so some of the chilev, so will also drip down and be absorbed by the loins. So the Gemara says, krome mafsik mitatoi, because there is a membrane that intervenes between, so it cannot be absorbed. So yochel miloye, when he puts it on top of boso, so also on top there is a thin membrane, so now come yike, so that will prevent the chilev itself from being absorbed in the piece of meat upon which this portion of loin is lying. So the Gemara says, "I did mash b'sheyod di tapche mifatis," because that membrane crumbles as a result of being handled by the hands of the tapach. Ve'yom Rav Yudah Marav, Talmid Chochem tzorich sheyil meid gimul dvorim ksav shchite u'milah. The Talmid Chochem has to know three things. That he has to know three things. So he has to know ksav and shchite and milah. So there is a very remarkable pshat in Rashi. So one pshat in the Sheinim is that ksav means he has to know sofris, but Rashi says ksav, not sofris. But he has to know how to sign his name. Ksav, lichtev sh'yedei lachtev shmei, ilu yeshev v'din leidis. So in other words, so according to Rashi's pshat, it's conceivable that someone should be a Talmid Chochem and should not even know how to sign his name. And when the Gemara says Talmid Chochem, so he's a real Talmid Chochem. He's not just, you know, someone who knows how to daven. I mean, so it's a real Talmid Chochem. So it's a very high madrege, and still it's conceivable that he shouldn't even know how to sign his name. So he can be a real Talmud Chochem, but sign his name, that's milsa achrita, that's something else. But the other Rishonim explain another pshat is that ksav means that he should know sofas. Ksav shchita umil. V'Rav Hananya b'Shalmi mishmei d'Rav omar af tesha shel tefil. He has to know how to make dalet, the yud, ubirkas chasanim v'tzitzis, v'yidoch. So the question is, why doesn't Rav Yudah Omar Rav mention kesher shel tefil, ubirkas chasanim v'tzitzis? So the Gemara says, hanesh shchicha. In other words, tefillin and tzitzis and birkas chasanim, so it's so commonly used that without learning it, without taking lessons, he'll learn it by himself. He doesn't have to take lessons. Masheike ksav shchite umile, so he really has to have it trained. All right. So if we say the ksav means sofres, all right, then you understand. But if Ksav means, you know, he has to know how to sign his name, I mean, so that sounds strange. I mean that Kesher Shel Tvi'un, so he learned without learning, and signing his name without getting special lessons, he will not know. Well then, of course today, everybody learns how to sign his name in one language or another. So, but in the days when there was no such law, I mean that he must learn how to write. So mele, so that was not so common according to Rashi. Of course, it's very strange, I mean, according to Rashi's pshat. But the other pshat is that ksav means sofas. All right. Now, ksav, lichtim sheyed alech lechtim shmei. Ilu yeshim bidin uleidus. Why is it important to know how to sign a name? In other words, if he's Italian, so he has to sign the psak din, so you have to know how to sign his name, or if he's an aid, an ishtar, so he has to know how to sign his name. Shechit el ha'amin yodei, likach, afilu sheboki pilchesel. So Rashi explains, I mean, if he's a Talmud Chochem, so memele he has to know Hilchas Shechita. If he doesn't know Hilchas Shechita, what kind of a Talmud Chochem it is? So the answer is, we're not talking here about the dinim of Shechita, we are talking about the umnes of Shechita, the art of Shechita, the meloche of Shechita. So one can be the biggest Talmud Chochem and not know Shechita. So a Talmud Chochem should know Shechita. All right. Keshes Shel Tvi'un yesh beumne she'osu k'mo yeis dalet she'inir rabbi. Shakai, Hashem chukuko bekamti atfa ke'inshin u'itzu ha'ktan k'feiro u'tluyo ke'in yud v'akesher osu ke'in dalet. Ha'neshlichen Tvi'un mitzitzes u'birkas chasanin mitzuyin todim. Hilkach, ha'kel tkiim behem. So, a modern pshat in the Gemara would be not like Rashi. Haneshrichin, because there is always a rabbi's guide available. So, he'll be able to say the Birkas Chasanim from the rabbi's guide. All right. Ve'yomar Rav Yehuda l'Shmuel. כל תבוך שנידי הלכה שחיתה, עושו לאחל משחיתוסה, ואילוהם, הלכה שחיתה, שיהיה דרוסך לא דה הגרומה ואיקו. So these are the five עיקרים, the five fundamentals of שחיתה. שיהיה דרוסך לא דה הגרומה ואיקו. Now, there is no מחליקס חישיינים as to the meaning of שיהיה דרוסך לא דה הגרומה. The machlekes rishenim is only in respect to the meaning of ikum. Shia means if there is a certain pause between the beginning of the shchite and the conclusion of the shchite. According to most rishenim, it means between the beginning of the shchite and the conclusion of the reif simon. According to Rashi, it means shia. A certain pause between the beginning of the Shchite and the conclusion of the cutting of this monim completely, not just all. Alright, but most Hashem it means, if there is a pause between the beginning of the Shchite and the conclusion of the cutting of the Reif Simonim, both Simonim in a behemo and of a Rav Simen in an off. Because in the north, so one semen is enough. So whatever the she or she is, kishiyar v'zbehim or v'yishchiten or whatever it is, I mean we're not learning what the she is. But that she, trose means if he cuts the semen in the way you cut an apple, an orange. Not the rechiloche v'avoye, but you just cut it like this, straight, without loche v'avoye. That's trose. Now, chalode means if he thrusts the sakin between one semen and another, and then he cuts it. So since the sakin, so it's used chalode from the word echulde. Echulde is a weasel, and the derech of echulde is to hide itself in the crevices of the wall of the house. So memele hid. So chode means hid. If you push in the sakin between one simen and another, and according to one alternative of the Gemara, even if the sakin is pushed beneath, let's say, the feathers, beneath the feathers of an oaf, so it's also halal. In other words, if the sakin is not exposed, if it's not hidden in the course of shmita, that's halal. Alright. Hagrome means if he sheikhet it outside the area. Shaloi bim toimo. There is a limited area in the corner, in the windpipe, where you can shecht, and above which you cannot shecht. Even though, physiologically, morphologically, it's still part of the corner of the windpipe, but al-Pedin, it can only be cut in a certain shetach of the windpipe, not in the whole shetach of the windpipe. Sagom is when the cut is made, shaloi b'mkein, iko, there is a machlekes. So according to one pshat, iko means if one shechts b'sakin pogum, according to the other pshat and most Rashenim, if he shecht with sakin pogum, of course it's nevela midaraisa, because then it's not shchita, then it's chalik, if the sakin is bgimis. But what is iko? Iko means if at the time you at the time of the shchita, so one simen is nishmat mkeime. So even if you shecht in an oaf, so, and the north requires only the cutting of one simen, either the veshet or the koneh. But both simonim have to be b'mkeimah. But if, let's say, you shech the veshet, or you shech the koneh in the north, and at the time you cut the koneh, so then the veshet is nishmat b'mkeimah, or vice versa, so then the shchita isn't good. That's it. Alright. Michael Mashmur. So Shmuel has to tell us the din. That's mentioned in the Mishnah. All these aloches about agome and shia, everything. The Mishnah discusses what is the shia or shia and what is agome. So Shmuel has to tell us that. So why does Shmuel have to tell us called Tabo Cheshochet that doesn't know Ilcheshchite? Also, Echum Shchitose. Naturally, the Mishnah tells us that these are the paisley. So the Gemara says, "Loitzricha Cheshochet lefoneinu beis v'kimu pomi v'shochet chapi." Mal v'tein midoch shochet chapi ha'inam shochet chapi. Kom Ashlon kimnu igoma zin lishom lishoel midores v'loyota. Let's say, suppose someone is an experienced shochet. And we observed him a number of times as he shechts. And we saw that he shechts very well. But we tested him, he doesn't know the dinim of Shia, of Drosser Chlode. So we don't say, what difference does it make? He knows or he doesn't know. We saw him shecht. So he does it properly, so he doesn't. The answer is, if he doesn't know the dinim, even though we saw him 1,000 times shechting properly, but sometimes, there might be a certain problem. All right, so 1,000 times there was no shia, because there was no distracting factor. But sometimes, so if he doesn't know the cheshrite, so he might be told there is a telephone call, and then he'll go away, and then he'll come back. After telephone conversation, he'll finish up the shrite. So if one doesn't know the cheshrite, so it doesn't mean a thing that he was observed to have to be sheichet 1,000 times, and he, every time he was seen to shecht properly. If he doesn't know, he doesn't know. So he just like Shabbat. Shia drasech lo de'akom evi. The first time sheikh it now, nikule, shia, im shok and ishchit adleim. Now then, shok advit is orish v'vasachtis, shal heilich veiv, the way you cut an orange. Hani dros, shok advit shetu posak akageres. Harei, so what does it mean? So Tezer explained. What does it mean, Shochat Avishit Posek HaGageres? It means the Posek HaGageres, that the Gageres he cut with his second pump. So me mele, it's ego. Oh, you come to Rashi. Oh, shech le saki. Have a chode. Kichum bezu, like the weasel. Hatchum bechuri, who is hidden in the crevices. Hashechet mitachabat, hatabas. Have a gome. Too high up in the windpipe. והוא שם בפורש לו גוזל לו שנגרום שמחריע יודה לא תזכות מכימה איך ששחית איך מיו הוא יושי קיר אני בעין ניס לגרום אוף גבה חוי בבס so not words that's the meaning קום את כמה סיס פריק השיחה שבאים מסנבל את בהם וכי משאין בוקי בהם פשיט את דוס לאחו וכשמו אל דם ראי הוא מס מס ניסנוס להשמינו שכבר המיש נשנויה במרץ ולא יודע so And in there, Charles Lass is king, Machil. Alright. Very well, I've heard of Mashmuel. Now, let's see. Sherad Milio or Matzlich Location? Now, that's a big. That's a big chumra. I mean, no one is chayshish for that shit. So I come to Rabbi Eliyahu, every time you put on the tefillin, so you must make the kesher. So if this is so, so how can the Gemara tell us? Why should the Gemara tell us that the Talmud Chochem Tzolch Shiyumi? I mean, the Rav Chananya Bar Shalmi and Shvid Rav tell us Av kesher so tefillin. Everyone has to know how to make the kesher because every Jew, when he puts on the tefillin, he has to make the kesher anew. So in other words, he has to loosen it, loosen the kesher, and then as he puts it on his arm, he has to make the kesher. So naturally, every Jew who puts on tefillin knows how to make the kesher. So why does the Gemara have to tell us? Why does the Gemara have to tell us that the Talmud Chochem has to know? So it's a raya that there is no halacha. I mean, this is a shita tchoya. No one is chayshish for it. I don't think that there is any person in the world who is chayshish for the shita of Rabbi Eliyahu. So it's a raya that you don't have to make the kesher every time you put on the tefillin. When you come back in its rabbi, tefillin may be signed in Boruch Aleyen. So what is mokeya? Because the Gemara says, tefillin may be signed in Boruch Aleyen, mishas hanoche vachas kesher. So he explained that Shaskshira means making the Kesher, the Dalet and so on. Dalet, the youth and everything. Urab Yotam Dire, Daik Shire, Hani Hiduk, when he tightens it, and when he winds it around his arm. Kishem Hat Kisom Efrenshek, Mishal Yo Kshura Boy, Yuchmoy Kshura Beki Kelev, Dik Shiro Mamesh, Vich Bichol Yeh Yitzer, Yeh Lech Yitzer Ba Bechove. So we have to go to the same fair every day before he puts on film. Vei diberisha meitzit film. Mashma de osu likshei kesher shel film de Shabbos. Mishum de habi kesher shel kayom. Ika hamrin on nishonis. That's in regard to someone who is on Shabbos, happens to be stranded with the film. So what should he do? So, habi kesher shel kayom de hamrin on nishonis machlison zug zug. אבל חדוש אסלו ימפוש בגמורת, חדוש אסקורא שאין עם קושורס. ואם הוא עושה לי קשר, להתה בכל יאי, אם כאילו להב קשר של קיומת, so why does the Gemara say that on Shabbos you're not allowed to do it? Because any קשר that you are also to be mati within 24 hours, so then that's not a קשר של קיומת. And the Gemara says that a קשר של תפילין is a קשר של קיומת. So apparently, you make the kesher once and that's all. And it stays there all the time. Not that every day you loosen it, you untie the kesher, and then you make the kesher again. All right, so that's Ishi Tetzui. Kulatiyam, Pirish Bekuntres, Iko Ditnan, Shochet Zaveishe, to Posak Zagagares. Viteime, Deinze Shaykh, Ulcheshrite. Diese Postel mit Nishol Ishochte, will ich domme, Lisho Hilches Schritte. Wie ich schleim an der Eire, ich schoch hat Bissak im Pkumo, und ich bin Mago. Ich tehe es Pkimes, wie sind die Kropposak, es ist Ageres, und Psula habe. mich schild den Scheich den auch hin. Ki die Plan befehlt hier, chutz mit Amago beim Gio. Oi. So, according to everybody, if somebody is Scheich, is a problem, so it's the way when they rise. But according to the Rishayim, who say that Iko means that in the time of the Shrite, one Simen was Nishmat in Kemei, so then Sheikh Misakim Pogum, so it's possible without recourse to the extra halacha of Iko. Because it's not the Shrite. And according to Rashi, that it means Sheikh Misakim Pogum, that Iko means Sheikh Misakim Pogum, so then this is the pshat in the halacha of Iko. Why does the halacha of Mishim Sinai say the tikkun puzzles? Because when you are ake, when you shech misakum pogum, then you don't cut, then you yachimik the behemoth. All right. Kitla befirkim, chutz namadol amir, uva ochzeu espireish iku sheneka hasimen, that's the pshat of Moshe Sheni. Sheneka hasimen, v'nishmat, minkei, v'teime d'mayin yenzeru yuchashchite, ועל ראש הכלום, אלו שעשימן, נשמת מאלו, ואפילו שוחתי בסעקים, טייפק לו עם איתם הקומה, ויש, למה, דהיירה כשנשמת עשימן, ורקח שוחתי. ורקח שוחתי. So then, the שחיתה was been came in. But still, if one of the simonim was nishmat, so the mail of the Shri is possible. We hold it in the coma, Haina Minipna, Mifrikizada, Hanech Ramaka Potomachas, Vintema, Shitibu Mahani Beshite, Shirkonitra. So this is Kashi is why we have to resort to one of the special alochim, that if the semen is nishmat in Kame, if the Vesha is nishmat in Kame, became detached from the Tzavu, from the Lechem, so that it's possible, is it right? Is it right? So, Yesh Leima, Divra Alochas Deiles, Lav Trevi. So the Shita of Alochas Deiles, the Shita of Rambam is different. According to the Rambam, so there is one type of Nishmat when it's Trevi, and there is another type of Nishmat where it's not Trevi. I mean, it's not our way, and we'll discuss it later. Around the Chof Gimel, we'll discuss it. But the Shitas, the Halachas Deilas says that Nishmat and Simen Milechi is not real. But the Halacha is, there is no Heta Shchita. Shchita cannot take effect if the Simen is detached from the Lechi. So then, Shchita cannot take effect. But it's not real. It's not real. Yishleim HaYudim HaHalachas Deilas, Lav Previ, Elo Shechein HaHalachas Lameshi B'Sinai, den Schritte mir alles, bis sie mein Schommut, haben nicht mal, kurz und kein Geburt, wenn die Wäsche, wenn die kommt, war für Eif, sie erschere, bis sie mir nachholt. Im nicht mal der Erholt, den Schritte mir alles beschehen. Suppose sie schert, die Konne in der Eif. But at the time of the cutting of the Konne, so the Wäsche was detached from the Lech. So then, the Schritte is no good. The Schritte is no good. This is the Schritte of the Halacha Deilas. So that means, suppose now there is another Shittas HaRishayim. There is a Shittas HaRishayim that Nishmat HaSimen Mi'Alechi, so it's Treifa too. But, so why do we have to resort to a special Halacha L'Mishim Sinai of Iko? The answer is, if there hadn't been Halacha L'Mishim Sinai of Iko, so then Nishmat HaSimen Kemi would become Treifa. Would become treife. But if you did shecht it, so it wouldn't be mitamitumas nevele. Suppose you shecht the behemoth treife. Let's say the behemoth has a perforated lung, or nikvu hadakim, the intestines were perforated. So it's treife. Suppose you shecht it. You're not allowed to eat it because it's treife. But it's not mitamitumas nevele. If somebody comes in contact with it, it doesn't become tome. Mashenke, if there is a psul in the shrite, so then it's mitamitumas nevele. So there is the other shemim u'achimik an Halacha Deilas, and they say that nishmat asimen milachi mimkei mei, so then it's treif. But treif doesn't mean that it's nivela. So then there is another aloche, that if he was sheikh, even the time of the shechita, it's not when he came in. So then it's nevela, it's even mitami tumas nevela. The mitami tumas nevela. Alright. But alochazela shita is that it's not even trade. In other words, according to alochazela, suppose the semen was detached from the lechi. The semen was detached from the lechi. You're allowed to use the cholom of that behemoth. According to the Rishonim, we say the treif it is, but there is another halacha, that the shchite is no shchite, so but treif it is anyway. So then, in b'chaya habemo, the semen was detached from the lechi, so then you're not allowed even to drink the milk of that baby. Not even allowed to drink the milk of that baby. Alright, but halacha is the shchite is, that it's not a treif. Achdeus lav treif, shechin halacha mishinai, the shchite me'olim semen shomu. אני שמשחית את הפולה, בין ראשי בין קונן, אך לא אי שכשיר בשמי אחות, אם איש מתי אחות נשחית את מאה ולשן, ואם תאים אבל לא מוין המין הביל חשחית את פוסק הגרס בסק עם פומו, כמו איש המין לפרש הקונטרס. So now the קשי is a קונד הלוח הדלס. Now, קונד הלוח הדלס, that he comes in נשמת הסין עם קיימן. So, שיש עם סק עם פוגום is not mentioned. So we should mention six fundamentals in שחיתה. That we sack in Kalorum. So the answer is, this we don't does not have to be mentioned as a fundamental in Shchite, because that is no Shchite altogether, that's Chnik. Oh, Upeisha Kuntres, Nipa Shemenish, Shmuto, Dalo Chadil is Dalo Treve. Now, why don't we ask the Kashi against Rashi the other way? In other words, why? So according to Rashi, it should mention six Psalim, and one should be Shmuto. The answer is, according to Rashi, so Shmuto is treife. It's nothing to do, it's not nevela. The alochazilus da betreife is a shochta. Vintzov maskirei. Umiyu. Oh, so umiyu. Loi have hashti iko lepeus alochazilus. Menjo il cheshchite shei biguf hashchite. Viiko eini biguf hashchite. Elo sheshei chetzimen sheneka. Vigam ktsas ko sheloshin necher umakir. Mashma sheim el makir asimen. Vnei se shchita acheres. רק שבסוסי ביקו כמו נחירת, ואין ייקח, שביקח לא יומץ, ומה שכושם לא יקמו לפרש הפונטרס ופרט ריפס, הוא יש הלוחס דירס, אפורש ולך מקיימי בעזר השם נזמח. אוהי. ואין אומר רב יהודה משמואל, אתה פרוך צובר שאיבדי בסימונים, לא אחר שחית. אומר רב יסיף, הבנן המתיון, רב שימן אימי, ימשור כדי ביקו. So every sheikh has to be bathing the simonim immediately after shchite to make sure that he cut rav simonim. Maybe he didn't cut rav simonim. So he has to inspect after shchite, make sure that he cut rav simonim. Amar rav Yisrael anan amtiyone, rav Shimon Meir, imshor kedi biko. Now, in discussing the shiur of shiur that passes, so according to rav Shimon, if the pause was the time that it takes a sheikh, that it takes a person to inspect the shchite, so then it is shiye. So apparently there is such a requirement of inspecting the shchite. Because if there wouldn't be such a requirement, why should that be the criterion whereby we measure the shiye shiye? If there is such a requirement that every sheikh has to inspect the shchite, so we can understand as to why the time that it takes to inspect the simonim is the criterion whereby we measure the shi or shi. But if there is no such requirement, why measure it in something that is unimportant? So my lack in this money, or my abaye aloi, hocham rabbi chenikin buki hocham. In other words, the chochem has to inspect the saki. Now that is a requirement. In kiyu sato v'recho lishuri elo kidei biku tabo chochem. Now let's see the Rashi. Im shor kidei biku mishir shi elakid kesemonem almo yish ben tiras biku kidei biku chochem libdik saki sha tabo chzorich la'aris ha-saki l'chochem l'hiya v'knifri l'chochem tamrin l'kama avo gav sha tabo בוקי בכלל ביקי, אם כי נשאר מדרך לשיעורים, פה ממש החוכם רוחק מהטבוך, פה ממש הוא קורא, if you say that the shiur shiye is the time it takes for the talmud chochem, who didn't share, so to inspect it, so sometimes the talmud chochem is standing right near The sati sometimes he stands at the end of the room. Sometimes he's outside. So what year do you have in mind? So he says, Tabo Chochem, Shashir Chetam Chochem, Vimut Vibiyam Emenu. Kelim Alitom Ashir, on Shia's Bika Sati Nechode. In other words, it means the time that has to be spent in just inspecting the Sakin, not in taking out the Sakin and showing it to a person. In other words, where the Shochet himself is the biggest Tabo Chochem of the city. So then, the Shochet himself has to inspect the sakin. So then it's the time that is spent exclusively in the inspection of the sakin, and not any moment is spent in doing something else. Alright. Now suppose a sheikhet was sheikhet the behemoth, and he didn't inspect the simon. Is the shechita muteres or not? Do we say that we can rely on Rob, that most of the time when a Shechet does Shecht, he Shechts Rob Simoni, or maybe not, and he must check it. Rav Lezer ben Antignes, Mishim Rav Lezer ben Rav Yano Yomar, Frei Bo Vasro Vachir, he must need it on it, Mizeilo Mitam Emas. So everybody agrees that it is at least Osa Vachir. The machlekes in Gemara is whether it's only Yosef Achille, but it's not mitame to Mesnevele, or it's mitame to Mesnevele as well. But Achille it's only Yosef. It might come before you, with Ravun. Yo, but Ravun, behem, or bechayeyo, becheskas Yisrael Melech. Achi yivonu oba meni ishcheto, mi ishcheto arei becheskas Eter, achi yivonu oba meni trifo, ma'al sova becheskas Yisakayim, ve'ashle meitzu. מאסו בחסק סיסר אמרינון בחסק סתום אלו אמרינון לאו הציד רעש לא יבוד על מסימוני מי טריף שחוטו אינו מטעם was the difference between טריף and נבילה if let's say you שחת טריף so it's also בחיל but if somebody comes in contact with it he doesn't become tome but if it's נבילה so it's not only that also בחיל but it is tome as well. So, according to Reb Lezer ben Rabbi Anai, Reb Lezer ben Antignes, Mishim Reb Lezer ben Rabbi Anai, so it's only Yosef Achille, but mitame it isn't. According to the Braise, it's mitame also. Treife shechuto in the mitame, because I'm in the other rate. And I'm being a mix of being mitame, it's mitame, it's a treife sheshochto. So it's teheiro midi tumas nevele, nevele glav chetka shechita mazikin lo, ki dravune bifirkin, behema bichayim bichetka sisa. שהרסו המשימי מנה חי, הלקח נעילה צופית בשחיתו, פוסו לעמידו, על חזקוסו, שערי בכל דבר התואמר, עמידו ועל חזקוסי, שאולים התחילו, שיוכל יציב מנה אודיסוק, נמציא סיימה שבאימו זו אסור, שערי בחזקה סיסרו, יסו תחילו, מסופיקת בולה עתירו, שבנשחת הקורו, אל תתרנו מסופיק, עד שיבוא לרוך שנשחת הקורו, נשחתו הרי בחזקה סתר, עד שיבוא לרוך במיטריפו, הוא קם מפורש מנפקי מיניו, ראי שלא מיוצא גם מפריקה, דחש נאיו ולא סופי בשחית השם ומישך תורו. מה סובה בחזקה סיסרו ראשי נמלס, שלא יישא שחותו, וכי אם בחזקה שימי שחותו מקבס לו, הרי מייסו ומטעמו. ומה סובה בחזקה סיסר אמרינון, ולאחיל אהו שנס רוקד עם שחית. אבל בחזקה סתומה לא אמרינון, שערי בוס אבנה חי, אינו מטעם. נאו. What kind of a cheska sisar is there here? Now Rashi here doesn't spell it out, but Rashi Vomez spells it out. So, and the other Rishonim will agree with Rashi's pshat. So, there is a machlekes Rishonim. According to Rashi, so, the cheska sisar is the cheska sisar of Eva Menachai. Why is the behemoth the cheska sisar emedes? Because before the shechita, the behemoth is a living behemoth, so it's affected with the isar of Eva Menachai. Eva Menachai, Bosa Menachai. That's the isar. Now, so then we have to say that marzikin mi isa li isa. The Gemara says, behemoth the chayeo the cheska sisar emedes. So, ma'asova בחזקסיס הקיים. ואש דמי סוי. ומה זאת אומרת בחזקסיס הרמנים או בחזקסיס תום הרמנים? So it is בחזקסיס. That's why according to everybody, it's אסור באחירה. Why? Because originally it had a status quo visa. What kind of status quo visa did it have? Even Lachai. But is there any possibility that it's still affected with the Yisrael and Lachai? The baby is certainly dead. So it couldn't be a Nisar of Elam Lachai. It couldn't be affected with the Nisar of Elam Lachai. So how can we say that it's certainly Asur Ba'achire? It's certainly Achire Ba'achire. The question is whether it's also Mitame Tumas Neveire. But it's certainly Asur Ba'achire. Why? Because it's Bechezka Zisar Emeles. What kind of Bechezka Zisar? Bechezka Zisar Elam Lachai. But it is definitely not affected with the Nisar of Elam Lachai. It's dead. The question is it affected the Nisar of Neveire or not? If the Shritah was proper, so it's not affected as an Avela. If the Shritah was improper, it is affected as an Avela. But how can you apply the concept of Chazok and Mikore? Chazok and Mikore is Shayach, if you say that in view of the fact that originally it had the status of Elam Nachai, now the question is, did this status of Elam Nachai terminate or not? So you have to say, until it is proven that it terminated, we have to assume that it continues. But we have to say, we are forced to say, that the status of Elam Lachai terminates. Because now it's certainly not affected with the Elam Lachai. So how can we apply the concept of Cheskasis? Yeah? The answer is, Rashi Shite is, all these Rashi will explain it, on the basis of Elam Lachai. So their Shite is, Marzikin Meisa Lisa. You can make a transfer of one Yisra to another Yisra. So true, it's Bo Kayem, that this behemoth is not affected with Yisra of Nachai. And the Shaila is it affected with the Yisra of Neveir or not? So Marzikim Yisra of Yisra. Inasmuch as originally it was affected with Yisra of Nachai, so we have to say that an Yisra, that the Yisra continued, but it couldn't have continued, the same Yisra couldn't have continued. So there must have been a certain transition from the Yisra of Nachai to the Yisra of Neveir. So it's Marzikim Yisra of Yisra. Teis v'shite is that Ein Marzikim Yisra of Yisra. Ein Marzikim Yisra of Yisra. So how does Teis v'shite explain this Gemara? I mean, the Teis v'shite, the Rashi, the Teis v'shite are not here. You find it in Yevomes, in other places. So how does Teis v'shite explain Cheskas Yisra Amrinon? But there is no Yisra of Nachai, definitely no Yisra of Nachai. So Teisves explains it on the basis of the Yisra Shem Yisruch. Because Vizavachto implies an Yisra Es, that's Teisves Shit. That Vizavachto implies an Yisra Es. In other words, Vizavachto. In other words, you are only allowed to eat Boso Shchuto. But Boso Sheino Shchuto, you're not allowed to eat. So Memele, a behemo b'chayeo, besides being affected with the Yisrael of Nachai, it is also affected with the Yisrael of Eilu Zvuch. It's an Yisrael Eser. Now, that Yisrael of Eilu Zvuch continues even after it is dead, as long as Shchita was not realized. So it's not Marzikim Yisrael Isa. This is what Teisves gets. According to Rashi, that the Cheskas Yisrael is Eilu Nachai, then we have to come to the conclusion that Marzikim Yisra Lisa. But Teis V'shite is a Marzikim Yisra Lisa. So what kind of Cheskas Yisra is it? Yisrael is Vucho. Now the question is, was a Shchito Haguno realized? So Memele, the Yisra of him is Vucho terminated, or a Shchito Haguno was not realized. So Memele, the Yisrael is Vucho continued. So while it was alive, it was affected in Yisra Shine Zvucho, and now that it's dead, possibly, it's still affected in Yisra Shine Zvucho. So we don't have to say Marzikin Minisalis. So. So what is in it? So. So. Rebbeleza ben Antimes Mishum Rebbeleza ben Rabbi Yanai. Rebbeleza ben Antimes Rebbeleza ben Rabbi Yanai. He holds that it's only Asur Ba'achile. But it's not the Tamil Masse. Why is it in Tamil Masse? Because actually we should say Also we should say, if not for Cheskas Yisrael, we should say most. So, as Stacey says, Mishim Derif Biyomim Sheikhet Shabbat. So we should rely on Rob. But there is a Chazok. Now, Rube v'Chazok is Rube Od. So the Chidush HaRashba explains it. So why should it be Asur Bachir? Judo is a Cheskas Yisrael. Cheskas Yisrael Ibn Achai, or Cheskas Yisrael Mizrucho. But so, but most of the time, so Yishechet Shapia. So even though he didn't inspect the simonim to make sure that he cut the Rav simonim, we should take it for granted that he cut the Rav simonim on the basis of Rav. On the basis of Rav, the answer is no. We cannot rely on that Rav. Why not? Because the Yitzchak a Cheskas Yisrael. But the question arises, the Chashba raises the question, Rube v'chazoke, Rube odim. So even though there is a Cheskas Yisrael, we should still be muter asim ba'achile. The answer is, the Chashba says, because the Rov is a Rov ator v'mais. And in order to be muter ba'achile, so you have to resort to a certain mais. I mean, mais in a very cautious and careful way. And in order to be osea, so you don't have to resort to any maise and to any special attention. So when do we say Rube v'chazoke, Rube odi, if the Rov, if in order to be mut, so if the Rov it doesn't require any maise, so then we say Rube v'chazoke, Rube odi. Mashein ken here, the Rov in order to be matter on the basis of Rov that requires a maise. Mashiach came to be osir on the basis of chazoke, doesn't require any maise. So in such a case, we don't say Rube v'chazoke Rube odi. This is how the Rashba explained this gemara. Oh, but only because of the Cheskas Yisrael. So it only has a Cheskas Yisrael la'achile. It does not have a Cheskas Yisrael l'tumas nevele, because b'chayeo it wasn't mitami tumas nevele. So Memele says that it's not mitami tumas nevele. But the price it holds, even though it does not have a cheskas tume, but since it has a cheskas isea, so mele li'acham isoso, so that cheskas isea is effective ligabe tumas nevele tume. Because once we say on the basis of the cheskas ein izvuch, so we say that it is that the shrite was not kehigen, so mele it should be mitame tumas nevele tume. All right, I'm sorry, we'll finish it here. Now, next time, so please be ready on the whole Gemara, with all the tasters, Hosom Yuchasik Miralo, and up to up to, oh, I did my Hashem Bisaki, but with all the tasters, up to the feud on the Dalet, Hashem Bisaki. Kaftes on the Dalet, the Baron, where the Rabbados Narabun, where say the knock out the Nahim Mar. Now, Nikvu Bina Nahim is Traib. Now, here the Gemara asks, suppose the Zayn, the Gung, comes and takes away the Nahim of the Tehim, or Lachashrit, so not our Isnaya, so what's the problem? El Nokab ni Ma'ayimah. So Nokab for Kachazinon do Mekvin. In other words, if we saw that Lachashrit a wolf came and he binakim with the Ma'ayim, the intestines of the behemoth, so it's not a trape, it was done Lachashrit. El Nokmon v'yozion kishenikum. We didn't take notice as to whether the intestines had a nekev before the Zeif took them away. We just didn't look at the intestines of the behemoth, but we saw that the Zeif took them away and then the Zeif returned them. And we found them perforated. So the question is this, should we assume, take it for granted, that they were perforated by the Zeif and originally they were not the only proof, so then it's all right. So the behemoth is muter. Or since we didn't see the nekev in the intestines before the zeiv took them, and we only noticed the nekev after the zeiv returned them, so mele, we have to be chayshesh. Maybe it was the nekev all the time. So in other words, should we attribute the nekev to the zeiv, to the ma'ase zeiv, or we should be chayshesh? Maybe the nekev was there all the time. Mar mi chashinon shemu b'mokim nekev nekav oylo omalei ein chayshishim shemu b'mokim nekev nekav. Why? Because Meir Chateise should be a chayshish. After all, Rob Behemis is a non-chayshish. But if we see a nekev in the daki, in the intestines, alright, so it's a chayshish. Here, when did we notice a nekev in the daki? After the zeiv had taken them. And the zeiv is very likely to be naki, the intestines. So in other words, so that's no chayshish. So mainly we rely on Rob Behemis and Treibetz that originally the Dachin did not have any neck. Alright. Eis ro tzipir ha-nakir ha-biteinu ve-arbo ha-nakir ba-tichim hei shishim shemo v'mokiv nekev noka. Of course, today these choshes do not apply, so that's the reason as to why we are not zoyer in not drinking my mashki miguri or echrim that have been exposed. Why? Because nechoshim are not motzu. I mean, bisman chazal, so in Eretz Yisrael, nechoshim are mitzuyim. I understand that there are certain places in Eretz Yisrael.